Welcome to the Pageantry Podcast.
Today we have Mr. Wen Wu from the House of Wu, Fort Myers, Florida, with us. Good morning, Wen. How are you doing?
Very good. Thank you, Kyle.
Well, it's a new year, 2010. I know we're all looking forward to an exciting, prosperous, and successful fashion season.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that. 2010 should be, you know, turning around for the economy. That's an indication early in this year it starts showing this way.
And I know the House of Wu will be at the forefront of the recovery as usual. And speaking of the House of Wu, when was it established and what was the reason behind actually opening up a fashion house?
The House of Wu actually started about 1990. And at that time, I just, want to start a business. And I looked around and, you know, see what industry to go into. And I did some research on various of, field. And I find the wedding gown business, you know, industry is something that I have interest in, and that's how I get into it.
And, of course, from the wedding business, it grew into social occasion, prom, pageant wear, et cetera, correct?
Correct. We started out with Jacqueline Bridal, okay, a dozen wedding gowns and designed by my cousin in Taiwan. And I took the 12 wedding gowns and just go, you know, around showing the stores, and the store give me, you know, inputs and educate me along the way. Then I started, you know, making the style change to meet the more demand of the stores from the input they gave me. And then just continue to grow. And then we go into the prom and social occasion and pageants and flower girls and bridesmaids and, you know, to today.
And again, within the House of Wu, there are numerous divisions. Jacqueline Bridal, a lot of us Tiffany, you've had the back cover pageantry for about as long as I can remember. Studio 17, Panoply, Hannah S. What is your philosophy in different divisions? Are the different style points? Are the different price points? What actually are the different divisions and what do they entail? What makes them differentiated from each other?
Started out with Tiffany. Okay, Tiffany is the oldest, and, you know, we started for the prom line. Tiffany is more for all Americans, the sweet, the elegant look, Cinderella look, conservative, you know, ball gowns look, and more, you know, a little bit more sophisticated, you know, type of look. It's the Tiffany look. Price points wise, it's a mid price point. Price point, of course, is important. However, the look of the Tiffany, now in the market, we have established a specific look for the Tiffany. When the store look at it, they know this is what the Tiffany is. And what is that? Is that, you know, not so much of revealing. It's more conservative, but it's very elegant, and it's more elaborate, and it's better construction, good fabric, all-American look. Then we have the Studio 17. Studio 17, a little bit, you know, it's on the contrary of Tiffany. It's more metropolitan. It's more fashion-forward. It's more, you know, novelty fabric. And it's more slinky. It's more sexier look. Mm-hmm. That's the Studio 17. Of course, the price point, it's also, you know, lower. We're trying to give the, you know, Studio 17 is a very good price point in a low to median. Mm-hmm. Panoply design is a red carpet. It's a more mature, more sophisticated, and also sexier and red carpet. You know, you can almost go to the social occasion look. And Hannah S., it's our short dress division. You know, everything in the Hannah is the short, cute, and young, fun. It is the more for homecoming and also, you know, for the spring prom season, it's those short dresses. That's the only division we have short dresses in.
Now, from a designer standpoint, of course, Panoply, I've known Jay for years too. Now, if I'm not mistaken, Jay Reynolds is your lead designer for Panoply, correct?
Yes, the design team at House of Wu that we have, Jay Reno, of course everybody know. We also have designer Liz Rowe, L-U-O, and Lily Tsai, T-S-A-I, and also Jennifer Ouellette.
Which I know Jennifer from Market.
Yeah, Jennifer Ouellette. And Jennifer, you know, the starting was Jay, and Jay is the head designer for the color good division. Mm-hmm. You know, he supervised, you know, Liz in the color prom area. Lily is in charge of all the bridal design. Now we'll go to the bridal next. And then Jennifer is more in bridesmaid and, a little bit of prom.
Now, from a distribution standpoint, we've talked for many years about your bread and butter business as the specialty boutique. Is that still your main focus from distribution to the consumer, or are you moving some online? Do you see the marketplace changing in the next year or so?
Brick-and-mortar store is what we support. You know, the success of the retail store is the success of a House of Wu. So the profit margin for the stores, it's always my major concern. So whatever we do, we want to try to give the store the best possible profit margin line and also the best marketing support, such as this year in the Plum area. We believe, and everybody know, internet and direct mailer are the most important vehicle to drive the traffic to the stores. In the Plum area, we have the fabulous full catalog mailer that we mail for the stores to the Plum Girl in their local area for free. We put the Fab Four, its concept is have the store front, have the store logo in the front and the back of the cover of the dress. Also, in the back of the mailer has the map showing the girl how to go to the stores. So it is a store marketing material.
Okay.
Not only we create that for the store, but also we mail it in the zip code the store specify in their trading area they wish to mail to. Okay, with the minimum purchase of the full collection of Plum dress, which is Tiffany, Studio 17, Panoply, and Hannah S. With the minimum purchase of that line, we will mail the book for free for the stores. That will give the store brand recognition, name recognition of their store in their local area.
And these are all the designs of your four main core businesses, correct, of the colored goods?
Correct. It's the main four color goods and inside the book. So that also give the store, you know, that also give the Plum Girl has variety of look of a Plum dress, you know, to meet everybody's demand.
Right.
Because every division has this different specific look. And this is what we feel that can help the store bringing the traffic to the stores. And that's what we did on the Fabulous Four Plum Mailer. And in the internet area, we also have updated our website. Our store can advertise in our website with a web banner.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that when a girl comes to the Tiffany website, they can hit that ABC store and directly take that girl to the ABC store. And this is also helping the store generate more traffic.
And we've seen that, you know, through the magazine, through, you know, our website's been up since 97, the fashion showcase we've had now in our 20th year. And even now with the online fashion boutique, we promote yourself and all of our other featured manufacturing and fashion design partners. With the internet, do you see, as a lot of people have talked about, an increase, especially from prom-related styles, overseas, like in the UK?
We have our distributor in Europe, Canada, Mexico, and the Caribbean. We have a distributor there. Yes, I see UK, it's, you know, our distributor has picking up more prom business. That's the business that we have seen increase.
And I think that's good for everybody. And I do attribute the internet to a lot of that, too, especially now with the way the styles branching out even more from Europe into the U.S. Now it's more U.S. going out into the European markets. How have you seen fashion change over the years that you've been in business? Stayed the same or has there been a drastic?
The fashion change, you know, yes, in terms of the bridal, the prom area, let's go start at the prom. I don't see much of changes in the prom for many years now, okay? Yes, you know, they're switching from ball gowns and slim to ball gown, but I think they still have the equal share of business in each category of dresses. The color-wise, still they like to be nice and bright, okay? And yes, there may be slightly change of the hoodie beaded dresses, silk chiffon. It's not as popular as what it was before years ago. Okay, but basically, I don't see a dramatic change in the fashion in terms of the colorways or the necklines. And, you know, they still want to be sexy. They still want strapless and, you know, young and fun. Coming out with a newer fabric, different kind of beadwork, you know, to enhance the fashion sense, that's definitely it's a very helpful in terms of the sales and meeting the needs of the girls.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the basic silhouette is the basic silhouette.
Going back to your philosophy in the House of Wu as a final follow-up question, and you've got a reputation as, you know, a strong company, a fashion forward company. What do you think sets the House of Wu apart from many other people within the marketplace, a lot of the other design houses?
The philosophy, like I say, I'm always focused on how to increase the profit margin for the stores and how to increase the traffic to the for the stores. You know, those are the two philosophies I am, you know, for the stores. In terms of the House of Wu business, I'm always looking a way to reduce the cost of operation so I can pass on the saving to the stores. 3 years ago, we started out at shipping directly from China, our warehouse, directly to the stores to save some of the freight and handling charge, you know, mm-hmm. in the domestic, you know, warehouse. Mm-hmm. And it has been very successful to reduce our cost of operation. Then, in turn, we have more, you know, we can lower the price to address so that we can service the customer better. Because a dress, retail store should look at a dress, they come in, and they look at a dress, this dress is costing you X number of dollars from various manufacturers mm-hmm. so differently. And you should look at the dress and how much I can retail this dress for. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, you can definitely see how Su Wu product can have a higher profit margin for you because, you know, we put out the product at a lot more value.
And a lot of times the boutique will actually pass that along to the consumer also.
Well, they can pass on to the consumer or they can return in the market. Today, in the retail operation, it's a very costly, you know, with all the insurance and overheads, it's very costly. And especially also internet, you know, directly competition with the brick and mortar stores. So they really need to have a great margin product in order to sustain in business.
I agree. Is there anything else you'd like our listeners today to understand about yourself, the House of Wu, fashion?
Well, we always, you know, we have a very solid business. This is our 20 years, you know, anniversary. We always are constantly improving in terms of any product lines and services and operation. So I'm always available, you know, wenwu@houseofwu.com. I want to hear from you. If there is any comment, anything we can help each other, I'm always available and willing to listen to what we can do together to be a successful partnership.
Wen, as always, it's a pleasure.